Hey guys, this is Nana Chalice. It's been a while, but I'm here getting a tattoo by my niece, and we're going to talk about tattoos and shit. But first, Marlene, did you know people fucking eat chicken ovaries?
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, that's a thing.
Chicken ovaries.
Chicken ovaries. I don't know. So whenever you're feeling stressed out, and this is a coping mechanism that I fucking do. It's like whenever you're stressed out or people are talking shit, just remember someone out there eats chicken ovaries. So what's the...
do people eat like...
I guess they eat them like tripas, like how we eat tripas.
Okay.
And I don't know, but it's...
En taco?
Yeah, this lady that told me she's Asian, so I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But it's crazy. So, what have been like your craziest fucking...
I wonder how you say ovaries in Chinese, too.
I don't know. I stay all quiet. I don't know.
Nobody. I don't know.
This is pendeja. So, what's your craziest tattoo story that you have? Like,
craziest tattoo story. Been quite a few.
Start with
it. Pausar eso?
No.
Oh.
No le puedes pausar, güey. This ain't no pause, rewind shit. This is,
wait,
winging it, fucker.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, fuck. The other day, just some girl just started throwing up all over the place.
Fuck.
Like, just vomit on the wall and everything.
Like fucking exorcist style?
Exorcist.
She was getting a tattoo?
She was getting a tattoo. Well, I wasn't tattooing her, but...
Yeah.
She was getting tattooed, and all of a sudden, she just started, like, wobbling back and forth.
Holy shit.
And
see, that's the thing that's the thing with tattoos. Like, people think, oh, you know, it's easy to get one, whatever. They fucking all hurt. They all hurt equally.
Yeah.
Some hurt more than others, but they all fucking hurt.
That's the point.
But
there's no set spot either. Like,
yeah.
People say, like, it'll hurt more here, but it just depends on the person.
Yeah. And it's like, from what I hear from tattoo artists, that females could take the pain more than guys.
That's actually true.
Okay.
That's actually true. Because you get guys that they're straight crying. And a
little
girl
bitches.
Be like, I need more.
Yeah. Like,
they'll say it. I need more. I want more.
Shit. You know, some people say that when you go through like trauma or like a phase in your life, you go and you tattoo, right? Like a breakup, you go and you tattoo yourself.
That's true.
You lose someone, you go and tattoo yourself. You fucking get a job, you go and tattoo yourself, right? So, but I've heard on social media that supposedly that people that tattoo themselves after going through a trauma, that's supposedly self-harm. Like they're self-harming themselves, kind of. You know, like people cut themselves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't see it like that. I see it more as a fucking, like a coping mechanism. Like something,
right.
Okay. I love tattoos. That's why I have them everywhere. But a lot of people, like, they don't see.
It's almost like a rebirth.
Yeah.
Of like, I went through this and I'm going to do this because now... This hurts less, but I'm going to remember it this way.
Yeah.
I'm going to change how I see it, you know, how people see it. I'm going to change that feeling into this tattoo.
Yeah. And it's like me, like, I guess, you know, when I lost my dad, that was like one of the first big tattoos that I've got in memory of him. And then my mom, then your brother, my brother, I got something in memory of him, but... I think after my older brother, I think that it's going to be kind of like the end point. Because after that, it's just like, yeah, I'm good. Like, in memory of, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was... And that the fucking awesome part is that was your dad and you fucking did that shit.
Awesome. Yeah,
I think that was, like, the best fucking time ever. that we got to spend together, and we reminisced and shit, and it was nice, like right now.
For sure. He's actually the one that gave me the okay. He's the one that showed me to draw.
Uh-huh.
So that was awesome to be able to do.
Just in general, huh? Like, it's cool, man. Like, because, you know, back in the days when you would get tattoos, you were either coming out of prison. It was very taboo. Like, oh, that you're a gang member. Even till this day, man. Like, every job I go to, I always wear long sleeves. But as soon as they see my tattoos, they start judging me and shit. And
it's crazy. Because, like, the coolest people in the world that I've met are tattooed.
Yeah.
Like, super sweet. Like, the nicest people in the world.
Yeah.
They're just misjudged.
Yeah, I think I have my tattoos all visible, like, to kind of put up that wall.
Uh-huh.
So people could have some type of fear, I guess, towards me and shit. But, I mean, it works for a while, but then they get to know me, and it's like, oh, fuck. They're like, yeah, it's just a front, you know? But
for sure. Like, so I had this old lady come in the other day. She's probably like 70.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a little scar when she was like 7 years old, and she was getting a little Hello Kitty
aww
bandage on it. And who she came with to the shop was, he was probably like 36. Uh-huh. That's her best friend.
Oh, shit.
And, he had different color eyes.
Oh, shit.
One blue, one white, uh-huh, and then, like, on purpose.
Uh-huh.
And then he had, like, implants on his chest.
Oh, crazy.
And she was just, like, a super pink Hello Kitty lady. And he was, like, super goth. And yeah, they were best friends. It's, like, crazy, like, the people you meet.
Yeah.
With tattoos.
Yeah, you meet a lot of cool people. Tattooing, I bet.
But it really doesn't mean anything, like, how people say, like, oh, they're bad because they're tattooed.
Yeah, and see, now it's become a fucking trend. Now everybody fucking has them and shit.
Yeah.
I never started tattooing myself because, oh, everybody else has it. It's more of a statement for me or a tribute to someone or just shit that I like and stuff. Okay. And a lot of people just go get random shit, and then that's when they regret it later on in life.
For sure.
And, yeah. Ay, hijo de puta madre, me dolió. Yeah, no, but tattoos are pretty awesome.
Yeah, before it was like, you had to be, like, against society to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. A fucking anarchy.
Right?
Yup. Yeah, no, it...
And now soccer moms.
Yeah.
Are blasted up.
Mm-hmm. Fuck it. You get all kinds of people getting tattoos now and shit. And it's pretty cool to see that. You know, it's like nobody's being a gatekeeper of tattoos. Oh, no, you can't get one because, oh, you're this or you know, whatever. Right. But
even, too, before, it was like you had to start off your body.
Uh-huh.
And nowadays, you have kids coming in and, like, they start off with their face or their neck.
Fuck.
You know, that used to be endgame.
Yeah. I think now, I don't know, I don't think I could tattoo my face or my neck.
That's what we're doing next.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm getting a teardrop. And the three dots, mi vida loca.
And the little spider hanging down your neck.
I don't have a neck, fool. Spider-Man. Oh, shit. Nah. Ay, güey, ahí sí me duele. That
I'm
shit hurts.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't look at me, little puppet. Don't look at me. Nah, dude. This one, I don't know, man. This was pretty painful. I guess because the last one you did on me, it didn't fucking hurt. I didn't even feel that shit. But this one is, yeah.
Bigger too.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm getting the Greek goddess Hecate. Ouch. She's pretty awesome. Ouch. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. I can't stop saying yeah because that shit fucking hurts.
And along, not just her, there's three of them, and there's the dogs and the snake, and
the hands are torches, triple moon. Yeah, it has a lot of detail. So, yeah, we're gonna be here for a while. Valiendo madre. Si me está doliendo, güey. No, pero te querías tatuar, culera, órale. No, que muy chingona. Down, dude. Right there by the elbow is where it fucking hurts the most, man. Ay, hijo de su puta madre. But I guess it's a good kind of pain, because it looks...
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, it's gonna be so fucking worth it, dude. No. But yeah, and how is it working there, dude? Like at a tattoo shop and stuff, and...
It's super fun. You never know what you're gonna see, for sure. You know, but super cool people. As far as, like, the employees, everybody's super fun.
Cool.
And chill, but you just never know what you're gonna get.
I think that's the thing. When you find your people and people who you get along with and you work with and stuff, and it doesn't become work. It's more like a fucking... Like some... I don't want to say family because that's so fucking cliche, but it becomes like... A home away from home, literally.
It is. I get, you know? A lot. I drive an hour and a half to that place.
Yeah.
And everybody questions why I do that.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, it's like home.
Yeah.
It's a trip. It's like home. Everybody's super cool. It's fun. Peaceful environment, believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
No, I've been to tattoo shops that when you walk in there, you just feel the good vibes and shit. And,
for sure.
And that's when you get to meet, like, cool people. And sometimes, you know, your tattoo artists become your fucking therapist and shit.
For sure. That happens, yeah. Too.
Yeah. And
I
that's
got some great advice, actually, from a veteran.
Oh, damn.
You know.
¿Qué te dijo?
He was just saying he had been through... Well, actually, let me start there. His son brought him in.
Mm.
And his son, he said, whatever it takes, just get that name off him, his last wife.
Oh, fuck, hold on. Let me get...
What? That's how old he at.
So he was... fuck, I almost flipped over. Okay, so he brought in his dad and his son, right?
He said, whatever it takes to get his ex-wife's name off him. And I'm like, wait, that's not your mom, right? He said, no, it's his last wife. Well... He was just telling me how you can't go based off of your last relationship into the next one.
Mm.
Like, you learn one thing with one and then apply it to the next.
Yeah.
Just veteran, super chill, big ol' bro shot. He was like, ay, espérate. Super nice man.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it varies, man. Like, relationships, if you get a good guy or good woman, you lucked out. Because nowadays, everybody...
Appreciate it.
Fucking, yeah. Everybody has their... Everybody's fucking different, dude. And people are fucking crazy. And it's hard to find someone you're compatible with. That you're gonna spend the time with, and if you have that fucking cool, chill friendship, it's like, don't be with someone, okay, yeah, you love them and everything, but be with someone that you love, but also like to spend time with. Like, you like that fool, you like being with that fool, you know? It's like, you can't just fucking, oh, I love him, pero te está puteando, he's like fucking doing all kinds of shit to you, oh, but I love him. But you don't like hanging out with them.
Right.
So it's always cool, like, when you have someone and you like being with them, you know?
For sure. That's important.
Yeah. That shit fucking hurts. I. Sound like a Mexican song. Ay, ay, ay!
It'd be like the Simpsons one?
Yeah.
Bumblebee Man?
Oh my god, I forgot about that. Oh shit. Remember when you guys were little and I used to always say, let's play a game, let's see who falls asleep faster?
Yes, you shut the fuck up.
Oh, that shit used to work too.
But we don't
want to
sleep.
Yeah,
you do. Who's
gonna
win?
Oh shit. Those were the good times.
You were doing podcasts then, before it even existed, I think.
Yeah, me and your brother, huh? The fucking alien shit that we used to run around the backyard and record ourselves and shit. That was, and I think we always had a fucking creative mind, man.
Yeah.
All of us. We always had that creativity in us and shit, and just because, so like, certain people in the family don't have that creativity, they look down on you and talk shit or criticize and stuff, and it's like, and it might fall, you're stupid, you know. It's like, but yeah, we were always creative, and look at you now, you've always been creative, not tattooing. This is pretty awesome.
I'm happy to be here doing this.
Yeah, I see, now it's like, oh, who did that tattoo? Marlene? No, Marlene did it. Oh, wait. The artist formerly known as Chicana.
Chicana artist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, my dad's the one who gave me the okay.
Yeah.
I'm super excited to do it.
Yeah. That's what Leilani wanted to be, but now she just changed her mind about it, so it's like, okay, you know, sometimes you want to do something and sometimes you just lose interest in it, so.
Right. It's like everything, you gotta find yourself and what you like.
Yeah. You can't just be stuck on one thing, you know.
For sure.
But I'm very impressed with all the stuff you've been doing. It's very cool.
Thank you.
Ay, me está doliendo poquito. Damn. Okay, I guess this is it for today. But I'll catch you guys later. Ay, hijos de madre.
Sorry, I'm like...